Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. I was fortunate to be able to attend the 2015 American Theatre Organ Society convention that was based in Philadelphia, and the annual double CD of the highlights of those 5 days has just been released, so I'm devoting the entire programme to that event. Marty Shaw's Back Bay Shuffle, played by Mark Herman during his concert on the Wurlitzer in the Colonial Theatre, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. It's an unusual installation as there are two chambers directly facing each other on the stage, which you might have thought would cause audio cancellation problems. The audio engineer, Bill Gelhaus, did a fine job with a multiple microphone setup to capture Mark's concert and that of the previous year's Young Organist Competition winner, Andrew Van Varick. Andrew's concert was outstanding for someone not yet 20 years old. This is one of his arrangements. They can't take that away from me.
Thank you.
George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me, played beautifully by newcomer Andrew Van Varick from New Jersey. One of the highlights of the convention was the dual console concert by Richard Hills and Simon Gledhill on the Kimball in Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware, especially remarkable considering that their rehearsal time was limited to about a week before the event. There are five tracks from the concert on the CD release, of which I've selected Eric Coates' theme from the 1955 film The Dam Busters. The smallest instrument on the convention was an unaltered Wurlitzer in the Greek Hall at Macy's, formerly Wanamaker's department store, just a short walk from the convention hotel. Because of the seating capacity, Ron Rode had to play two concerts of approximately an hour each to separate audiences, and there was no time for any encores. This again is one of the five of Ron's tracks. It's a very descriptive piece published in 1922, Trees. Thank you. Run Road and Trees, played on the Wurlitzer that originally came from the Fox Theatre in Appleton, Wisconsin, and which is now in Macy's Creek Hall in Philadelphia. We paid a visit to the Allen Organ Factory in Macungie, Pennsylvania, where Lance Luce entertained in Octave Hall. Unfortunately, very few were impressed with the sound of the special T321Q model, which was very bass-heavy and lacked definition in that environment. Fortunately, it sounds much better in the recordings from Lance's concerts. There's no business like show business, from Irving Berlin's 1946 show, Annie Get Your Gun. There were no fewer than four concerts in the main auditorium of Dickinson High School, as in addition to the Simon Gledhill Richard Hills event, David Peckham, Dave Wickram and Hector Oliveira gave us their stylings on the Big Kimball. There are no tracks of Hector on this double CD and only one long medley by Dave Wickram. So next up is a ragtime piece from 1905, Silver Heels, that is new to me, played by David Peckham, who showed off many of the gorgeous solo voices of the Kimball.
Thank you.
final or afterglow day was spent in Atlantic City on the shores of New Jersey. I have to say that I was singularly unimpressed with the very tatty boardwalk, but the old convention centre, now known as Boardwalk Hall, was spectacular. The Mid-Meloche in the centre itself will be the largest pipe organ in the world when fully functional, second only to the Wanamaker concert organ. About 25% of it is working now. Stephen Ball also played the smaller Kimball theatre organ in the ballroom. So to finish today, here's that instrument and Beyond the Blue Horizon. All in all, a most enjoyable convention, and if you'd like to purchase your own copy of the 2015 ATOS Convention CDs, go to www.atos.org and click on the shop menu. You'll also find a link to that on my website, hotpipes.eu, by clicking on the sales menu. Until the same time next week, this is Steve Ashley wishing you all the very best, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.